This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. Today is the 12th day of a hunger strike in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood. 9 men have set up a large tent and are sleeping in a mostly vacant lot to draw attention to gun violence that disproportionately impacts Black neighborhoods in Miami-Dade. It's been more than a week since Philip Tavernier had something to eat. He and the 8 other men here are only drinking water.
To go on this hunger strike to bring awareness that our lives are being taken at a rapid rate, and if dogs were dying at the rate that young Black people were dying at in the gun violence rate, there would be alarms.
Black men under the age of 25 make up the majority of gun-related deaths, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The men here call themselves the Hunger Nine, and they're members of the Circle of Brotherhood, a nonprofit based in Liberty City. They mentor young people and host community workshops. Nearly 2 weeks ago, the 9 men took over this corner of Northwest 62nd Street and 12th Avenue. It's a vacant lot with a chain link fence around it. Tavernier says he's here to talk to anyone who will listen about possible solutions.
I believe that children need to learn conflict resolution. You know, they learn how to take tests in school. Desperately need to teach our young people how to resolve their conflicts without violence.
There's a makeshift shower under blue tarps, a portable bathroom, and the men sleep on cots under a white tent. During the day, when they're not resting to conserve their energy, this has become a convening space to mourn victims of gun violence and to have open conversations about the impact of these killings.
So many brothers and sisters that come by here on a regular basis, and we see grieving mothers.
I come and I just sit out here. I just hug their necks and let them know how grateful I am because my son was murdered, you know?
Sharita Small heard about the hunger strike from a friend. There's a clothesline strung across one corner of the chain link fence where families pin Rest in Peace memorial t-shirts of their loved ones.
My shirt was here from day one. I brought my shirt Saturday.
Her shirt is orange. It has a picture of her 16-year-old son on it. He was shot just down the street from their home in Miami Gardens. She's grateful these men are out here for young people to see that someone cares and is here to talk to.
Maybe the person who murdered my son, if they would have, you know, just had somebody to talk to or whatever, you know, it probably would have went a whole nother way.
Since the hunger strike started, she's come by every day to give the Hunger Nine hugs. As word gets out about the hunger strike to end gun violence, people have come from all over. Local college students, a group from Parkland, Trayvon Martin's parents, police officers, politicians. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson stopped by. She heard one of the men was trying to get a letter to former President Barack Obama.
You trying to get him a letter?
Yeah, because it would be nice to let him know that a man that he got out of prison is really doing something great.
Albert Campbell was serving a 35-year prison sentence for nonviolent drug offenses when Obama commuted his sentence in 2016.
I'm one of the brothers that have done some things in this community that keeps me up at night. I haven't killed anyone, but I don't know if the poison that I sold to our people led to somebody doing something to get drugs.
Campbell says this hunger strike is his way of starting to pay back the community.
I'm so passionate about, so I'm always emotional when I'm looking in the face of our young children because I don't want to see them on a t-shirt.
Right outside of the gate where the men have set up is a giant poster board with more than 200 names of Miami-Dade gun violence victims since 2016.
This has become a sacred place.
Anthony Durden is a minister. He's one of the 9 men on the hunger strike to raise awareness about gun violence. He's lost 15 pounds so far, but says it's worth it because this empty lot has been transformed.
People have come here for healing.
The men do not have an end date for the hunger strike. Medical professionals say they could go up to 20 days if they're healthy and with enough hydration, but that varies from person to person. The men say they'll keep going as long as their bodies let them. Paramedics are checking in on them every day. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.